By transcription.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical hit, Rosemarie, starring Gordon McRae and his lovely guest star, the famous Metropolitan Opera soprano, Patrice Munsell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another top musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I'll be a man about the North Woods named Jim Kenyon, and Patrice Munsell has put a high polish on her French-Canadian accent to sing the title role of Rosemarie. This is a story of the frontier country in western Canada, a land of Indians and fur trappers and occasional adventurers like me. The law of the land is the Northwest Mounted Police. And I happened to meet one of those Mounties at the Totem Pole Hotel.
You're Jim Kenyon, ain't you?
That's right, Sergeant.
We know a lot about you. Used to call you Wild Jim Kenyon, didn't they?
That used to be, Sergeant. But I've never done anything against the law.
Maybe not. What brings you up here, Kenyon?
I've struck it rich.
Gold?
Oh, better than that. A girl named Rosemarie. Have you seen her around the hotel? I promised to take her for a sleigh ride tonight. Why, what's the matter, Sergeant? Is there a law up here against falling in love?
I advise you to keep away from Rosemarie.
Why? Oh, you mean that beneath that red coat and those brass buttons, there beats the tender romantic heart of a lover? Oh, Sergeant, you amaze me.
Why shouldn't I be in love with her? Rosemarie is a fine girl.
Oh, no, Malone. She's not a fine girl. She's an angel.
Oh, sweet Rosemarie. It's easy to see why all learn to know you, love you. You're gentle and kind, divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil in your eye. Oh, Rosemarie, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet, if I should lose you, it would mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever,
friend of yours looking for you, Kenyon.
That Indian Black Eagle is no friend of mine.
Yo, Kenyon, what about gold you take from my land?
Now listen, Black
Eagle. I kill you!
Wait a minute, what's this all about?
Oh, this Indian has a small claim next to mine.
It's mine. You take gold from my land.
What about it, Kenyon?
I have maps that show exactly where the boundary is.
You show me. You show Black Eagle maps.
Go ahead, Kenyon. Go along to the Indian's cabin and show him your maps.
What about Rosemary?
I'll tell her to wait for you here.
You will? Okay, come along, Black Eagle.
You show Black Eagle maps.
Figure you can always settle an argument without using a gun.
Team? Oh, Sergeant Arnon, have you seen my team?
Rosemarie, why do you want to waste your time with a guy like Kenyon?
Oh, Mr. Kenyon is very nice. He's in love with me.
A lot of people are in love with you, Rosemarie, including a certain sergeant in the Royal Mounted.
Sergeant Malone, you're very sweet to say that, but you understand there is something special about my team.
I know no other man I think like thee. I know that it's not so fun to be with thee. Sometimes he sees me so.
To get back on patrol.
Rosemarie.
Tim, what did it keep you so long?
I'm sorry, darling. I had to straighten out a few differences with our friend Black Eagle.
Do we go for a sleigh ride now, Tim?
Rosemarie, how would you like to go for a long sleigh ride? Away from Canada and the Indian country. Across the border into the States. And marry me. I've got an offer of a good job down there. If I leave right away. Tonight.
He's so quick. We must go tonight?
I expect to get that job.
Okay, my Jim. But first I go up to my castle and pack my things.
Castle? You didn't tell me you had a castle.
It's just old house. Nobody lives there but me. See, up there through the window, it's right up on the cliff. And nearby is big rock they call Lover's Stone. It's wonderful because you stand up there on this stone and you can hear people calling in the valley 3-4 miles away.
Isn't there a legend about that rock?
Yes. When Indian boy climb up hill by my castle and sing song down to Indian girl in valley, if she sing song back to him, they are marriage.
Do you think you could teach me that song?
I teach it to you. It's all this way.
Oh,
I'll go get my things and wait for you at your castle. You'll see the light in the window.
Okay, my dear. You go on ahead while I say goodbye to my friend. I'll meet you at the castle in a little while.
But if you decide not to come with me, let me know by singing the Indian love call. If I hear that song coming up through the valley, that'll be my signal. I'll put out the light in the little house and go on alone.
Don't you know my mind is already made up? Of course I go with you.
You belong to me.
Jim Kenyon.
Why, you got to see my team?
He's wanted for the murder of Black Eagle.
I don't believe it.
Black Eagle's squaw saw it happen. Now, where is Jim Kenyon?
I don't know. I've not seen him.
You're lying, Rosemarie. Hey, somebody just turned on the light in your castle on the hill. Are you hiding Jim Kenyon up there?
Oh, why should I hide Jim Kenyon? I do not love him.
It's not what you told me a little while ago.
Oh, I did not know then that Jim Kenyon killed. I cannot love a bad man. Now, perhaps I can love you, Sergeant Malone.
What are you up to, Rosemarie?
You do not believe me? Listen, I sing Indian love calls to you. When I'm calling you,
wait a minute. You're not singing that to me. You're singing that to your castle on the hill.
No, no, Sergeant Malone. I sing you.
Look, the light went out on the hill.
Jim Kenyon is gone now. You will not see him again. And Rosemary, you will not see him again. Not anymore.
You belong to me. I belong to you.
It was on a Christmas day that the first regularly scheduled train pulled by a locomotive went into service on an American railroad. That was 119 years ago, and from that day to this, railroads have been part of the American Christmas. Railroads, indeed, are the great Christmas carriers. They carry almost all the gifts that are sent from city to city, either by express or by parcel post, and they carry more than 95% of all the hundreds of millions of letters and cards with their greetings of the season. And all through this week and the week of the holidays, railroads will be doing the joyous job of bringing families and friends together for their Christmas gatherings. For there is nothing which takes the place of traveling by train at Christmas time. Through the darkness of the night, through cold and snow, through fog and storm, the train speeds on its way, carrying in warmth and comfort and safety people of all ages. The little folks under 5 who travel on the trains free of charge. The larger children up to 12 who travel at half fare. And then the grown-ups, the young mothers and fathers taking their children home to see grandmother and grandfather. The boys and girls from school or college heading home for the holiday. The businessmen coming in from their last trips of the year. To them all manner of people, young and old, riding the reliable trains. The American railroads wish a pleasant journey and a safe arrival. To them all. And to all our listeners everywhere, a Merry Christmas. is Act Two of Rosemary, starring Gordon McRae as Jim Kenyon and his guest star, Patrice Munsell, as Rosemary.
I heard Rosemary's voice singing the love call. I knew it meant she wouldn't come away with me. So I turned out the light in her castle on the hill and crossed the border alone. I tried to forget Rosemary. Once you catch the spirit of the North Woods, you just can't stay away for long. So I headed back for the Indian country that I loved. And soon I was in front of the old Totem Pole Hotel, with the tom-toms beating a tattoo around me.
Long ago, there used to be a tribe of Indian smarties throwing their parties here. Long ago, a wild young maiden in pauper dance with her pauper dear.
In the shadow of the Totem Pole here. In the shadow of the Totem Pole.
All night long they'd skip and prance. Like bird on wing they would float 'em, call it the Totem Dance. When my grandpa Chief Chickacotum took Grandma out to a totem, totem, tom-tom, totem, tom-tom. First they'd move their feet very blue-like, the drum would beat a tattoo-like, totem, tom-tom, totem, tom-tom. Then pretty soon each engine was singin' his throat with firewater gingin', and faster round the totem they flew. But later on, all tired and sleepy, they'd go back home to the teepee. Totem, tom, tom. Totem, tom, tom.
They say that when my grandpa Chief Chickacotum took Grandma out to the totem, totem, tom, tom. Totem, tom, tom. First they'd move their feet very blue like
the drums would beat a tattoo like
totem, tom, tom. Totem, tom, tom.
Then pretty soon each engine was singin' his throat with firewater gingin', and faster round the totem they flew.
Later on, all tired and sleepy, they'd go back home to their teepee. Totem, tom, tom.
Back in the Indian country was like coming home again. But I didn't know the surprises and the dangers that were waiting for me.
Who is it?
It's me, Jim Kenyon.
Oh, Jim, Jim, I'm so glad to see you.
Well, that's a surprise. I didn't expect you'd want to see me after you sent me away.
I had to do it, Jim. But you should not have come back.
Yeah, Kenyon. You've got a lot of nerve.
Not him alone.
What do you mean by that?
I've got to put you under arrest. The murder of Black Eagle.
Black Eagle's dead? I didn't know.
We found him dead in his cabin just after you left. Black Eagle's squaw says you knifed him.
And she's lying.
I told you my Jim could not do such a thing.
Look, you can put a rope around my neck if you want to. But give me a chance to prove that I didn't kill Black Eagle.
Oh, yes, Malone. Give him a chance.
What do you expect me to do?
Give me one day to get the truth out of Black Eagle's squaw.
How do I know you won't skip the border and marry Rosemary?
I'll give you my word.
And mine.
Okay. I'm a sucker, but I'll take your word. Starting now, you've got 24 hours to prove you aren't a murderer.
Hours isn't very long to clear yourself of a murder charge. It took most of that time just to find Black Eagle's squaw. And no matter how I threatened her, she still stuck to her story that I was the man who knifed her husband.
Why will she not tell you the truth?
I don't know, Rosemary. I think there was some kind of a lover's quarrel. Black Eagle's widow is trying to protect her sweetheart.
Jim, let me go in and talk to her. Perhaps she will tell the truth to me.
Well, Rosemary, 24 hours is up. Where's Kenyon?
I don't know where he is, but Sergeant Malone, my Jim, did not kill Black Eagle.
Well, then, who did?
Black Eagle's squaw told me everything that happened. She loves another Indian. They fight, and he killed Black Eagle.
How did you get the truth out of her?
Well, I told her how much I love my Jim, and how I'd die inside if they blame him for a crime he did not do. One woman can tell another woman. She understands.
Well, that ought to put Jim Kenyon in the clear, huh?
Well, I know you will find the Indian who killed Black Eagle. They say a Mountie always gets his man.
Sometimes he'd rather get his girl.
Do you know where he'd go, my Jim?
Yes, I know. My men have been keeping an eye on him. I'm probably a fool to tell you this. I think you'll find Jim Kenyon up at a certain castle, overlooking a certain valley, by a certain lover's soul.
Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you to rule me, my
moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon McRae with a word of thanks to Gerald Moore, who was Sergeant Malone, and to Eddie Fields as Black Eagle. Rosemary, with music by Rudolph Frimmel and Herbert Stothert, book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town. And they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and mighty important citizens, in your hometown. And now here is Patrice Munsell.
Wasn't it fun to do Rosemary again, Gordon?
Yes, it was a thrilling experience, Miss Munsell.
Gordon, I'm the one with the accent, remember?
I'm sorry, Pat, but you know, after a while, that lingo sort of rubs off on a guy.
Is it not so?
The most Mexican-sounding French-Canadian. So, Gordon, what is on the Railroad Hour next week?
Well, we have a wonderful special Christmas show, Pat. Walt Disney's famous motion pictures, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And our guest is lovely little Jane Powell.
Oh, it sounds like a beautiful Christmas present, Gordon. And you can bet I'll be listening. Good night.
Good night, Pat.
All aboard! Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next week, a Merry Christmas to every one of you.
Was presented by arrangement with Century Library Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Regan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.